Today is the 5th day of July. Welcome. Welcome back to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome to a brand new shiny week that we have before us. And as is our custom, let's just kind of gather here around the global campfire and look out over the week. Some of it we may think that we know and we have plans and schedules, but truth is, we don't know. Like, we have to navigate as we go forward. And one of the ways that we can do this well is to just intentionally look out over it. We can react to everything, or we can be proactive in our hearts and in our minds, knowing that consulting wisdom is going to be necessary. And as we say every week, like, this is how we start paying attention to ourselves. And so it's a brand new week as we move into this brand new month. And today we're going to move into some brand new territory. So got some new beginnings for us. We will begin the book of 1 Chronicles. So the books of Chronicles, 1 and 2 Chronicles. And we're not actually sure who authored or even collected these chronicles. There is a Jewish tradition that suggests that the scribe and priest Ezra had involvement. And even though there's not complete consensus among biblical scholars, the books were probably penned about 4.5 centuries before Christ, which would make them contemporary with Ezra. 1 and 2 Chronicles will seem, in some ways, like review, because we'll cover a lot of the same territory that we covered in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings, but we'll be looking at the same territory or time slice from a different perspective. Chronicles looks at the same history through the eyes of the priests, and many believe that it comes much later, so it's a reflection back. Whereas Samuel and Kings would have been chronicled earlier, the books of Chronicles are a reflection back after the fact. So we ended the books of Kings yesterday with the conquest of the kingdom of Judah and the exile to Babylon, which ended the ancient era of the Promised Land. The kingdom of Israel had been carried away by the Assyrians. The kingdom of Judah had been carried away by the Babylonians, ending the time of ancient Israel in control of the land. The books of 1 and 2 Chronicles were written from this exile. And so, as we discussed when the northern kingdom of Israel was conquered by the Assyrians, exile was an empire-building tool. So forcing assimilation by mixing people groups together so that their individual history would be forgotten over time. The books of Chronicles were written to remind the children of Israel not to forget who they were, not to forget where they came from, not to forget who God is. And so as we jump in, we have 9 chapters that in the pursuit of exactly that, remembering who they are, cover a lot of genealogy. So this is the part of the Bible where we read a lot of hard to pronounce names, and we might wonder what that purpose is, because it seems tedious and monotonous. But once we understand why the names are there, they tell a very moving story, because families had been split apart, community groups had been displaced, parents and siblings and even spouses were sent in other directions, never to see each other again, as they were carried away to unknown lands. So these names, these genealogies, were knit together so that the people could remember where they'd come from and who they were. Each name held behind it a story, the story of a life and the story of loss. I've mentioned in years gone by, like, especially Rwanda. Like, I've been to Rwanda where there was a genocide and a complete displacement, like 1 million people died and were killed in a summer. And so a lot of those places where the murders took place exist, where the bones of the people lay where they died. And but there is a national memorial that collects all those names together. This exists around the Holocaust and World War II in national museums as well. But in Rwanda, I remember sitting in this kind of dark room where there were pictures all the way up to the ceiling, really, really high ceiling. Some of the clothing of people who died, names printed on the walls. But then there's this voice. It was a woman's voice. And all she was saying were names of people. And it never stops. It just plays and plays and plays and plays. And so you sit in there and it's names being said. And like I said, I've been in Holocaust museums as well, where the same kind of thing is happening. Names are being recited over and over because these are the names that are not to be forgotten. These are the names of lives that experienced incredible loss. These are names that remind people who they are and where they came from and what should never happen again. So when we begin chronicles and we say the names, we're participating in that kind of tradition. We're saying the names because the names matter. The genealogies matter. And so as we go through these 9 chapters, let's not just check out. Let's remember these are people. And they experienced loss like very few of us will ever know. And then the books of Chronicles, well, they'll show us, again, God's long-suffering and kindness toward his people when they walk with him and stay in covenant. Will also show us how things disintegrate when they and we walk away. And so whether it's thousands of years ago or whether it's last night, our choices are writing the story of our lives, and they matter. Which is why here at the beginning of the week, we gather together and look out over the next week, because it matters. It's telling our story. So we begin, and it's a brand new week, so we'll read from the Evangelical Heritage Version this week. 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 1 through 2, verse 17. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah. The sons of Noah were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, and Teraz. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Diphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, and Kittim, and the Rodanim. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Reama, and Sabtika. The sons of Reama were Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. Nimrod was the first to be a mighty warrior on the earth. Mitzrayim became the father of Ludim, the Anamim, the Lehabim, and the Nephutim, the Pasturim, the Kastuim, from whom the Philistines came, and the Kaphtorim. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of Heth, also of the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gather, and Meshech. Arphaxad became the father of Shelah. and Shelah became the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. The name of one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Ru, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, also called Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebaioth. Then came Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedima. These are the sons of Ishmael. These are the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine. She gave birth to Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Enoch, Abida, and Aldea. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gitam, Kenaz, and Amalek, Itimnah. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mitzah. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibion, Anna, Dishan, Azer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal were Alayan, Manaath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. The sons of Zibion were Aya and Anna. The son of Anna was Dishan. The sons of Dishan were Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Azer were Bilhan, Zeavan, and Jeachan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the people of Israel. Bela, son of Beor, the name of his city was Dinhabah. Bela died, and Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozrah, reigned as king in his place. Jobab died, and Husham from the land of the Temanites reigned as king in his place. Husham died, and Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the territory of Moab, reigned as king in his place. The name of his city was Avith. Hadad died, and Samlah from Masrekah reigned as king in his place. Samlah died, and Shaul from Rehoboth by the river reigned as king in his place. Shaul died, and Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, reigned as king in his place. Baal-Hanan died, and Hadad reigned as king in his place. The name of his city was Pi, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mizahab. Then Hadad died. The chiefs of Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Jetheth, Chief Oholibamah, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Timan, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah were Onan and Shelah. Those three were born to him by Shua's daughter, a Canaanite woman. Who was Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so he killed him. Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, gave birth to Perez and Zerah for him. Judah had a total of 5 sons. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara, 5 of them in all. The son of Carmi was Achar, the troubler of Israel, who was unfaithful when he stole things that had been devoted to destruction. The son of Ethan was Azariah. The sons of Hezron, who were born to him, were Jeramiel, Ram, and Kelubai. Ram became the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab became the father of Nashon, the tribal leader of the people of Judah. Nashon became the father of Salma, and Salma became the father of Boaz. Boaz became the father of Obed, and Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse became the father of his firstborn, Eliab, Abinadab his second, Shimeah his third, Nethanel his fourth, Radai his fifth, Ozem his sixth, and David his seventh. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The 3 sons of Zeruiah were Abishai, Joab, and Asael. Abigail gave birth to Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Acts 23:11-35. The following night, the Lord stood next to Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have solemnly testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome." When day came, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath, saying that they would not eat or drink until they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 who took part in this plot. They went to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a solemn oath not to taste anything until we have killed Paul. Now then, you and the Sanhedrin filed charges with the commander so that he will bring him down to you, as if you were going to make a more thorough examination of his case. We are ready to kill him before he gets close to this place." But when the son of Paul's sister heard about the ambush, he went into the barracks and told Paul. And Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the commander, because he has something to report to him." So he brought him to the commander and said, "The prisoner Paul called for me and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you." The commander took him by the hand, led him aside, and asked him privately, "What is it that you have to tell me?" He said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down to the Sanhedrin tomorrow, as if they want to gain more accurate information about him. Don't let them persuade you, because more than 40 of their men are waiting in ambush for him. They have bound themselves under a solemn oath not to eat or drink until they have killed him. They are ready right now, waiting for your consent." So the commander dismissed the young man with this order: "Don't tell anyone that you have reported these things to me." Then he called 2 of the centurions and said, "Get 200 soldiers ready, along with 70 cavalry and 200 spearmen, to go as far as Caesarea at the 3rd hour of the night. Also provide mounts so that they can put Paul on one and bring him safely to Felix the governor." He wrote a letter as follows: "Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them when I came with the soldiers and rescued him, because I learned that he is a Roman citizen. Since I wanted to know the charge they were bringing against him, I brought him down to their Sanhedrin. I found he was being accused concerning questions of their law, but there was no charge that deserved death or imprisonment. When I was informed that there would be a plot against this man, I sent him to you at once. I also ordered his accusers to state what they have against him before you. Farewell. So the soldiers, according to their orders, took Paul and brought him to Antipatris during the night. The next day, they let the cavalry go on with him while they returned to the barracks. When the cavalry came to Caesarea, they delivered the letter to the governor, and they handed Paul over to him. After the governor had read the letter, he asked what province he was from. When he learned that he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will give you a hearing when your accusers arrive." Then he ordered that Paul should be kept under guard in Herod's palace. Psalm 3. How many are my foes, but you are my shield. A psalm by David when he fled from Absalom his son. O Lord, how my foes are multiplying. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying about my life, "There is no salvation for him in God." But you, O Lord, are a shield for me. You are my glory and the one who lifts up my head. With a loud voice I cry out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and I sleep. I awake because the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of the thousands of people who line up against me on all sides. Rise up, O Lord. Save me, my God. Yes, you will strike all my enemies on the jaw. The teeth of the wicked you will break. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing rests on your people. Proverbs 18, 14 and 15. A man's spirit can endure illness, but who can bear a broken spirit? A discerning heart acquires knowledge, and the ears of the wise seek knowledge. Father, we thank you for a brand new beginning, a brand new week, a brand new chance. Your mercy before us, your spirit to guide us. We open ourselves to that. We open our hearts to you and ask that you lead us this week. Challenge us this week through your word. Give us the opportunity to retain and contemplate what you are saying and what we must do to adhere to it. Lead us in the ways of Jesus. Lead us on the narrow path that leads to life. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hi, this is Janine from Washington, and I'm calling in today to pray for a gentleman who called in regard to his wife who's in a mental hospital. She was caught drinking and talking with other men. And brother, I'm so sorry to hear this. My heart breaks for you. And so I would like to say a prayer for you. So Father, we just lift up this brother in Christ to you. We're so sorry he's going through this, but we ask that you would be with him in his pain, with him in his I can't imagine being in that situation. So Father, we just pray for your peace that passes understanding. Pray for your comfort. We just ask for great wisdom from above, Lord. We don't know what to do in this situation. He doesn't know what to do in this situation. Only you know what's best. So would you show him whether he is to move and move his wife with him where you're calling him, or whether you'd like to have him take a temporary separation in order to get the situation under control and in terms of where he could live with her and raise their child together. So Father, we just ask for your ministering angels to be with him right now. Would you just Send your Holy Spirit to comfort him, encourage him, lead him, guide him, direct him. Be his all in all. Lord, you've promised that you would never leave us or forsake us. And so we do ask that you would minister to him right now. Help him to feel your presence, Lord. And so we just ask also that you'd come against any attacks of the enemy through his wife's family or just through the situation. We just ask for you to just be in the situation and bring healing in all areas, Father, that need it. So we just commit him to you now today in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. God bless you, brother. You are loved by this community. Bye now.
Hey, my beautiful DAB family. This is Heather of Pax Peak Road, Texas, and I want to pray over Junk to Treasure for her faith. Sister, your confession about your faith. Sister, you're forgiven. God loves you so much. We all go through what you're going through. We've all been there. And if we haven't gone there, we probably will. So, Father God, I just pray that you just continue to be with Junk to Treasure. Heal her body, Lord, as your will be done in her life. If she is healed on this side or the other side, you know, in heaven, then let it be so. But let her know that it is your will that will be done over her life. And let her glorify you in all that she does, in the bad, in the good, in the mediocre. It doesn't matter. We need to always glorify you in everything, everything. So I am standing in the gap for you, my sister, and I love you. For Cowboy, thank you for calling in and being so faithful. For Northeast Kneebender, thank you so much for all your prayers. We just love you so much. KSD, I am standing in the gap for you and LOV on your marriage. Father God, mend that marriage. Oh, Heavenly Father, mend it. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. And nothing is impossible for you. I pray over Mia. And I pray over the little girl that's gotten burned. I pray over healing on everyone that's called in. I love everyone so very much. Heavenly Father, just continue to be with everyone and heal them, and your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, all, this is Angus from Canada, just wanting to pray for a couple of people. I pray for the family, Lord, under financial distress. We lift up this family to you, Lord. You see the pressure they're under, the debts they're under, Lord. Father, we ask for mercy, wisdom, guidance, and clear direction for them. We pray that you'll open the right doors for them, Lord God. Bring provision from expected and unexpected places. Give them unity as a family, calm their fears, and show them the next steps together, Lord. I pray also for peace and joy from Western Michigan, Lord. He has health challenges and hasn't had a steady income for years. Lord, we pray for provision for her. Open the right doors, whether through income, through people to come and rent the rooms in her home, through assistance, whatever it looks like, Lord. There is nothing too hard for you. Lord, strengthen her body, calm her fears, and remind her that even when feelings do not line up, her choice to trust you is all she needs. Meet her with mercy and provision and encouragement today. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, I just generally want to pray for all our debt families that are under financial pressure today. Lord, you know every unpaid bill, every debt, every empty account, every job search, every business need, and every hidden fear. Father, we ask for your mercy, your wisdom, your provision, and peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Howdy, DAB family. It's Darren from College Station, Texas. I'm just calling to ask for prayers for my wife, Lynn Mary Keeney. Tomorrow morning at 7:30, she's going to be taking her NAPLEX exam. That's the national exam for pharmacists. And just praying that she has the endurance, as it's a six-hour exam, the confidence and peace while she's taking the test, and that she would pass it her first time. Really appreciate y'all lifting her up in prayer. Thank you, family. Have a good one.
Hey, Mary from North Carolina. You're going to love this 365 names of God today. I am Yah and Yahweh. Sing to God, sing praises to His name. Extol Him who rides on the clouds. By His name, Yah, and rejoice before Him. Psalm 68 and 4. Father God, we come to You today noticing Your word that You ride on the clouds. I don't think I'll look at the clouds another time without calling out Yah and Yahweh. Oh God, we extol You today. We lift You high and we sing praises to Your name. Father, thank You that we have the privilege in this Dab Nation to trust You, to pray to You, to believe You, to seek You, and to take You at Your word. You are awesome, God. Your holiness fills the temple. Your joy fills our hearts. And yes, Lord, we are rejoicing before You. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. God bless y'all. Bye-bye. This is Taken with Love from Louisiana.
Hello, prayer runner. Coming up to pray for a couple people that just seem to need it, Lord. And financial issues. We all have had and have financial difficulties. And we know, Lord, that You've been faithful. You have been faithful. So we pray for these people, Lord. Help us to keep those in need in prayer, Lord. Help us to help them personally. I pray You bring alongside someone, something to help the two women who asked for financial help. And so, Lord, in whatever way You provide that, we thank You for that. We thank You for Your faithfulness to us. We thank You that You are teaching us how to give and give cheerfully. Teach us, Lord. I say these words, and I am a guilty of a reluctant giver at times, but help me to always give cheerfully. Lead me in that, Lord. Lead us all in that. You know where Your funds should go. You convict us that You are our sufficiency, no matter what is needed. We pray that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.